Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Oh.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video live, all right? Let me know if you guys can hear me all right. I'm using a different microphone today, so we're trying some things out. But let me know if y'all can hear me good. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, we're going to get into some major things today. We got a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, and the call lines will be open. So if you want to make sure you get in on any of these topics, call now. Let me put the call line on the actual screen. The number is 563-999-3658. All right. And so I'm drinking my tequila with a little Bacardi rum and some lemonade and some margarita mix. Oh, yeah. It's one of those days today. It's one of those days today. Oh, yeah. It's one of those days today because we've got a lot to talk about. All right. Oh, we got some crystals here for some good energy. All right. Love this. We got the gold pie right here. This is what you want for wealth, money, and success and prosperity. And this is a flamingo, or did I say the peak? No, this is a peacock pie right. I don't really know what this one all does. It just looks amazing. So that's why I got it. So anyway, let's get into some things. First on, I was going to say the docket, but we're not talking about the docket. Hold on. I got a text maybe. Okay. All right. So first things on the list we got to get into, it's very sad. I can't play all the audio because Black Ink does not play any games. VH1, Viacom, they will strike your channel. They were even striking me on Instagram when I was trying to upload the actual video. But if you don't know the story, I don't really watch a lot of Black Ink. However, this time I was watching and Sky and her son, Des, don't even get me to start lying about his name, but this is her son, start with a D. So here's the situation. He was the younger one who maybe a few years back, you know, maybe 2 years ago, she wanted to meet up with him. She went to his adopted parents, you know, and she met up with him and everything was good. She was just so happy. I think it's funny because she used her whole storyline pretty much to, you know, it was about finding her kids. You know, that was her main agenda, you know, being on Black Ink, you know, finding her kids, reconnecting and, you know, being a better mother. Now, the oldest one wasn't fooling with her from the jump. They didn't really have a relationship. However, these two ended up getting into some sort of relationship. I don't know. As he got older, he started hanging out with the older brother and then he just started going down a rougher path of life. You could even look at him. You could tell that he's been smoking more, drinking, stealing, doing things that kids do. Ever since he left his adopted family and actually linked up with Sky and then his older brother. Now, fast forward to today. Last year they had some issues. They fell out. They were getting into it. It was really, really rocky. Now, fast forward to today. He doesn't even live in New York anymore. He flies down because the child, wants to build a connection with his mother again, which he rightfully so should. And I know what that's like. To want to build a relationship with your parents, you know, and you know, he actually was like, he's sorry for anything that he's done to her, you know? And so they're having a conversation and it seems to go well, you know, they're talking about, you know, he's saying that he loves her. She says she loves him. Then all of a sudden Sky says that, you know, there's a girl in her DMs basically saying that her son got her pregnant. So I don't know if Sky was trying to say, is this chick pregnant? Because she's going to be trying to get money from me, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, well, I'm not really here to talk about that. I really don't care about that. And then it just started going left. She started calling him a liar and a thief. And he said, you're a liar. You're a thief. You're a prostitute. And this, that, and this. She was like, how am I a thief? He was like, all them years that you took from me. And then he said, well, she was like, no, it's embedded in you. You're a freaking liar. You're a thief. And then he called her dumb. And then she attacked him, and then she pretty much said, I hate you. I wish you was dead. I wish I would have swallowed you. Your daddy don't want you. I don't want you. Nobody wants you. Get out. All of that. All of that. And I don't know, this boy couldn't be a day past 20. I don't think he's even 21. He's probably 18, 19, right? And this is all on TV, by the way. And I was disgusted, utterly disgusted by those actions. I felt like Sky was way out of line. I don't care what happened, what the scenario was, what the situation was. This is your kid. You definitely don't need to talk to him like that. You haven't even been present in his life. So you have to understand there are a lot of years that you won't get back. And there are some things that you're going to have to deal with. There are going to be some resentment issues. He might talk back to you sometimes. Not saying that you have to deal with it because you don't have to necessarily deal with it. However, understand you weren't in that kid's life for majority of his life, and then you pop up on TV with new veneers and titties, and now you're this social media star, like you don't, or social media reality star, like you don't have responsibilities, like you never had a kid before, but you living your life like it's golden, like you ain't running around with two kids on the loose, like that's trash. You're, and anybody that endorses that is a trash ass. Period. Like, there's no going up for Sky. There's nothing sickening about how she's handling it. There's nothing cute about her. There's nothing pretty about her. There's nothing sexy about her. Like, I think a lot of these people let social media and TV, television, really ruin their, run their lives. Like, there's a such thing as a reality. And I think that she has got so sucked up in, you know, social media and television, on top of the fact that there's definitely some mental illness there. She's not even thinking straight. And then you got fans running around supporting her. You got some people supporting her because they're fans of her, because they like the persona of Sky, without digging deeper and realizing that this is a real person with a lot of issues. And she's hurting her kids. So those kids are going to grow up and hate her. So while you might feel sickening and pretty and cute, now what happens when Black Ink is over? What happens when Sky is not vibrant and young? What happens when the titties fall and the veneers fade and all you older, and then you realize, damn, like I'm not on TV no more. Social media, no one cares about me. I'm old, really an old girl. Then you're going to be looking for those kids, and those kids are not going to give a damn about you. Where are those fans going to be then? You know what I'm saying? Like, so my thing is this, she should have never taken it that far. To me, there will be no coming back from that. I don't care what he said. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was worried about, he came there to apologize. There's a kid should never, he came there to say, I'm sorry for the things that I did to you. That is ridiculous. She should be apologizing daily. However, should he be stealing from her? No. Should he be doing these things? Absolutely not. But he came to apologize. Okay. He realized that he stole. You can reprimand a person, or you didn't have to allow the kid back in your house. If he's stealing from you, you can't let him in your house. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You tell him, listen, I understand I wasn't there for you. You know what I mean? We got some things we need to work through. However, you are stealing from me. You can't steal from me. If you need something from me, I'll be there for you. Now, you know, there's an adult way to have a conversation with your kid. You don't go into, your daddy don't want you, I don't want you, I should have swallowed you. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And so she was getting a lot of backlash, and this is what she said on Instagram. That's sad. It is what it is. There was no tears in his eyes. God forgive you. Like, Sky needs to burn in hell. Like, anybody that supports her is trash. I mean, you are utterly trash. Trash. Anybody that supports her is freaking garbage. And I said what I said. Period. And she definitely needs to get up off the drugs. Period. So I'm not here for Sky. I'm not here for anything. I'm not here for none of that. That's all a bunch of BS. And she's, that's tired. You don't do no kid like that. Like, so no, I'm not here for her. That was very tasteless. I felt some type of way watching that. I do not support Sky. I don't support anybody that supports Sky. I don't like any of that, because these are real people's lives. And I know people personally that have went through things like that with their mother, and their mothers are not holding any accountability for the things that they've done in those people's lives. That's not cool at all. That's not cool at all. You don't get to bring kids into this world and hurt them and then make it seem like it's their fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's effed up. That's jacked up. That's really, really jacked up. And then all you can say is God is going to fix it. God is going to deal with me. Oh, okay. No, that's some bullshit. That's some BS. But we're going to move on from Sky. All right. Well, next topic. Cash Doll is never going to happen. Part 5. Cash Doll is never going to happen. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Part 5. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Part 5. Cash Doll will never fucking happen. And we will do this until the end of time. To the end of time. To the end of time. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Never going to happen. Oh, Cash Doll is never going to happen, bruh. Cash Doll is trash. Garbage, the lowest of the low, stupid. I cannot stand Cash Doll, but I love to hate her. Never gonna happen, never gonna happen, never gonna happen. Part 5. Cash Doll is never gonna happen, never gonna happen, never gonna happen. Part 5. All right, let's get into why she's never gonna happen. But I knew this already, and I told you guys this already, and you guys didn't believe me. So when Cash Doll made that song and said, what song was that? When she pretended like she was playing, I couldn't even find the video. Remember when she was in the studio and she was making that song? She said, you know, bitch, I'm up. I'm up. Bitch, I'm up. Remember that? And I was like, and she tried to say she was playing. And I said, Cash Doll is not playing. She is going to make that a song. She just wanted to see if you guys would like that record. But that is the type of garbage music that she makes. And she was trying to make it seem like she was playing. She was never playing. She was always wanting that to be her next single. And she wanted to see how the crowd reacted to it. And what the f- do you know? Guess what she went and did? Y'all think I'd just be playing with this psychic shit. Like, this is not just with the cards. I'm literally intuitive in all facets of life. I really can tell the future, and my intuition is really something like none other, okay? My intuition ain't no hoe. Like, really, don't play with me. Like, I really can see these things. I can forecast fashion trends, bullshit, and life things, okay? Like, don't, like, really, no cap. So, let me tell you. So, this is what Cash Doll put out. What? 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 Didn't I tell you she was trying to make that a goddamn? I told you she's so garbage. She was going to make that a record because that's the type of trash music she makes. Let's bring that back. I told y'all that. She made it a song. What? 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 Bitch, I'm up. That is garbage. Cash Doll. But here's how she's trying to dress it. But remember I kept saying her music is like a spoof. It's like a character. No, she actually found the name for me. So it's a Cash Doll has hit it perfectly on the head. Cash Doll is a TikTok artist. So for those that are of a particular age like myself that really don't do the TikTok thing, TikTok is an app where you can play music, but people, it's kind of like Dub Smash, where you do like little fun skits or you get creative with the songs, but it's a way to promote the music. People dance to it. People do skits to it. People do, they create content to the song, but it's more like of a comedy, or it's more in a way of like, I don't know. It's something that the kids do. It's teeny bopper in my opinion. And it's cash doll. It's no real substance to the song. It's like it's a joke. It's funny. It's comedy. It's a spoof of real music. It's a caricature of freaking music. Okay. And so she goes and says, hey, I'm putting out my newest TikTok record. Bitch, I'm glad you finally got it, because all your records is TikTok records, bitch. But not to hate on her, though. TikTok is probably getting a coin. And this motherfucking record will probably do numbers on that motherfucker, because that bitch, here I go. That's a TikTok record. I hate cheap shit. That's a TikTok record. Bitch, I'm up. That's a TikTok record. You're just a TikTok ass bitch, Cash Doll. And I understand you have to get in where you fit in, because you're not a Billboard bitch. You're a TikTok bitch. Cash Doll will never fucking happen. Stop playing with me. Okay. Yes. Y'all have to stop playing with me. Cash Draw will never happen. Part 5. Y'all want to hear it again? She might flag me. That's how you know she's serious. She really put a beat to this, too. The beat is kind of cute. That's how you know she's serious. She was in that studio like, this is a banger. What? Come on. What? She really wants this record to secretly stick. That's the whole thing. And that's why she's going to put it on TikTok, because TikTok is where the people are doing this stuff at. And so if it does well on TikTok, it might do well on Billboard. Yeah. I just want y'all to know that I told y'all that she... When I tell you about these artists, I know intuitively, I know what their plan is. Don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors. She was testing that record out. She was never joking. She was never joking. She was in the studio and she made that record and she wanted y'all to buy it. And then she, and y'all gassed her up on her page and she made it a record. Okay. Miriam said, part 5, Cash Draw, the TikTok art. I can't twerk today because we got a lot of show to get through. But we're going to get into it. I might give y'all one at the end. Okay, let me get into the super chat. Love you, babe. Thank you. Never going to happen, part 5. I can't with you. Yes. We're going to get a twerk in towards the end. Okay. Well, before we get into the Nicki stuff, yeah, let's do a light little session right now, okay? Just a light. I'm not doing too much today, okay? Just a light for Cash Doll, okay? Okay. 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 I gotta hold the microphone. Ooh. Okay. That was time to stop. Okay. Hold on. Because I'm not using my other stand. I'm using the stand today. So sometimes she be wanting to act up. But I kind of like how it sits. All right. Ooh. All right, we got to get through some more of the show. Are y'all ready? Y'all trying to make me sweat out my clothes. All right. Oh, Bitch, I'm up.
I'm what? Well, but the whole thing is, though, I kind of secretly like that one.
Bitch, I'm up. Keep that up. Bitch, I'm up. Okay.
Tash, all this garbage, though.
You know what? I think I would like it more if she would just tell the truth and say I'm trash and I know it. But there's a lane for me. You know what I'm saying? Just do that part. All right. Next one.
Who we talk about now? Okay. Nicki Minaj. What? No. Oh, yeah, it is. So, Nicki Minaj defends Kenneth Petty. So, this is what we're going to do, too. I don't understand why you guys are not understanding the words and the posts that be coming out of my mouth and my fingers. So many of you guys think all of a sudden I dislike Nicki Minaj because she unfollowed me on Twitter. No. You guys have wanted me to talk about her personal life. Have I ever said anything negative about her music? Well, outside of today, when I said that it dropped 58 slots on the Billboard Hot 100 from 23 to 81, so I said that you barbs that are trolling me should be hitting play on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and not on my community post feeling some type of way. You should be hitting play. Press play. Press play. Press play. Because you're falling off the charts rapidly, okay? Yikes. Period, boo. Yikes. You guys were so gassed up, okay? They were threatening me. They were laughing at me. They were saying, don't you wish you wouldn't have flipped? Don't you wish now this song is, now that the song is dropped, though, now everybody's talking about, oh, this wasn't her. This wasn't a real record. This wasn't that. This wasn't that. No. It definitely was a real record. It was promoted like a real record. It's on iTunes and Spotify, so it's a real record. It's on Billboard. It's a real record. Nicki's been blackballed. Listen, when Yikes came out, everybody was playing it. Every DJ was playing it on the hour. Big Boy was playing it on the hour. Y'all not going to play with me. Yikes. You didn't stream it. You didn't stream it, love. You didn't stream it. You didn't stream it. Yikes. Okay? It was all this, that, and the third when it was bad talk. But you ain't saying that ain't with money. Bad talk. It was a record then. So why is it not a record now? It's a record now, still. Falling off the charts is still a record, okay? So we're not going to do that. Because if it was number one, you would be hollering, it's number one, it's number one. So because it's almost number none, it's not a record. Stop that. You stop that. You stop that, Barbs. You stop that. You stop that. Y'all have to use common sense. We're not going to do that. You stop that. Now it's not a record because it's falling off the charts. Then what is it? Nigga, please. But anyway, let's talk about something else. Because they be trying me, y'all. Y'all be trying me. Y'all be really trying me. But anyway, I still love Nicki. She's still my favorite celebrity, and she's still the best female rapper of all time. She just needs to find a hit that sticks. And the Barbs need to stop worrying about trying to be messy and stop being so far up her butt and listen to the music. That's what they need to do. Yikes. I listen to Yikes every day. Okay. Now, I'm saying that also with, okay, so I want you guys to understand. So when I'm giving criticism, you guys have always wanted me to talk about her relationship with Kenneth Petty. I never did it because you're right. She was following me and I didn't like Kenneth Petty then. I don't like him now, but you know, I would have been a little biased. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to talk about her husband because I know she's sensitive about that. And, you know, shit, it wasn't good for business since she was following me. But ever since she stopped following me, then people wanted me to wanted to know what I thought about her husband. So I was like, well, shit, let me tell you the truth. The nigga's trash. So that's why y'all think I'm a hater. It's not because y'all don't think I don't like Nicki. But here's the thing. I think that I like Nicki. I love everything about her musically. Even if Yikes has fallen off the charts, I still think that that's better than any other female rapper song that's out right now, period. Like, no cap, like all BS aside, nobody can touch Nicki Minaj when it comes to rap. I don't care. I don't, like, all BS aside, there's no female rapper under the sun that can touch Nicki Minaj lyrically, period. There's not. I don't care what the song is doing. She's still my favorite rapper. Period. However, there's a thing about her that I don't like, and that is this desperate need for a man's attention. I cannot stand that about her, and I don't like it, and I know that, and I feel like she knows that this is a bunch of BS, but she has to ride with it because it's so public now, and she does not want to look like a fool. She know this shit is off. She know this shit is weird. She know this shit don't make no sense. She knows that. But she's going with it because it's keeping her relevant nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get it twisted. Everybody needs the blogs. Okay? Don't get it twisted. Everybody needs somebody to be talking. And when they stop talking, you start to miss them for not talking. Okay, yes, we will twerk again after this segment. Thank you. I've never seen a $75, but we're going to get into some things. Okay. All right. So I will say this. I'm over the Kenneth Petty stuff. See, a lot of people are messaging me like, okay, well, let's really talk about it. So I'm going to get into it. Here's the thing with Nicki Minaj and this. So she apologized for him. She's defending him. But this is what I thought was really, really interesting. So she made this post today. Rappers would kill for this type of attention, child. LOL, at night when we go to bed, I say, babe, you was all over the blog today. He'd be like, oh, word. He really don't have social media to see y'all write think pieces about him, child. And I like it like that. Just like this. In my Nicki Minaj flirty voice is what she said, okay? And I believe that. She likes it just like that. She likes that. However, with that being said, I'm going to say three things, okay? And a lot of people might feel some type of way about these three things. However, the first thing is this. She likes it like this, and she might be, but, you know, she keeps gassing him up like this. She's really going to, and I'm not saying that he's not a gangster. However, how much do you like your man? Because you're going to end up putting your man in a situation where he's going to have to really protect you one day, or some niggas are really going to press him, and he's either going to have to press back or get pressed. So one or two things are going to happen. He's going to end up back in jail, or he's going to end up dead because you gassing this nigga up to make him feel like he has to stay on this egotistical, I'm tough, I'm the security guard, you know, I'm stronger, holier than thou, and I'm this rah-rah hood nigga killer. You know, those niggas get set up, you know what I'm saying? So, like, all that's stupid to me. You know what I mean? Just find you a man that respects you, that loves you, that's going to protect you. But the over-exaggerated, you know, I'm saving her, and I'm mad that a motherfucker opened their eyes today and don't look at my bitch, and I'm pissed off and I got to permanently shit and I'm looking like in my stomach, I got to fart and shit and piss all at the same time all day. Nobody, like, no one wants to see that. No one wants to be around that. Like, girl, you keep that and you stay at home with that bullshit. Like, you keep that somewhere else. Okay. And then the second thing is this. I don't know if he's convicted or not, but let's just throw it out there. You know, offenders can't really get on social media anyway because it's secretly against the law because you're too close to children. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors. If the nigga could get on social media, he probably would. And here's the thing. I feel like he does that because his homeboy, which is his best friend, which I'm not shouting out the social media page because two things, I don't know it and I don't think there's any needs
to be shouted out. But the best friend and Kenneth Petty share a Instagram page. That's the tea. Because Kenneth Petty, or the best friend, definitely posts on Kenneth Petty's behalf on his Instagram. So Kenneth Petty definitely has an Instagram. He definitely knows what's going on because his best friend be posting on his behalf. And he posts selfies of Kenneth Petty. He posts selfies of him and Nicki Minaj. And he posts a lot of pictures of trickly Kenneth Petty or him and Kenneth Petty. So Nicki Minaj, you can stop that bullshit acting like he don't have no social media because you follow the best friend's page. So you know he got a social media and you know he sees what's going on. So stop that. And ever since we've been talking about how he looked at you, you don't take them pictures like that no more. So you can act like you're not watching the shit or y'all don't see what's going on. But we know that you know. We know that you're talking. You changed the way he dressed and you changed the way he's taking the pictures. See, we can be cool if you ask to stop lying. Can't stand when these celebrities be trying to act like they not watching or they don't see no shit or they ain't changed up because the people is talking. Shut that shit down. Okay? He don't even take the stupid pictures no more like he used to. Staring at your earlobes. He's seen something. So y'all not gonna keep playing. Okay? What was the other thing? All right. So y'all wanted me to talk about, she apologized as well. And here's another thing I thought was so, and here's the thing that's kind of annoying me with her right now. And I'm going to just tell you, like, I don't care. Like, y'all know, honestly, at this point, I don't care. Y'all think I'm mad? I don't care. I don't care about any of that. I have to worry about me and your Mom Wiggins Show and my people. I don't care about a Queen Radio. No, y'all talk about you'll never go on there. I know. I'm not going on there. It is what it is. Fuck it. But I'm still going to talk my shit. So here's the thing. I just wish if everything was all good, why do you keep feeling like you need to defend the actions of this man? Or whenever somebody talks about it, you feel like you need to respond. If you're so happy, why are you worried about what the bloggers are saying about him? So this was a piece here. She blocked a fan. We might get blocked after this too, but ask me, do I give a fuck? I don't. The lady says, your husband has anger issues and is very insecure, and you fail to admit it. Get him some help, sis. Stop defending his actions. He's making you look bad. She says, plus he's got a big bloop, juicy bloop, child. I can't with them skinny pencil bloop blocks for being mad. Like, that just shows that you are really, really pressed. And if it's really that good and it's that big, you shouldn't care what a bitch on Instagram is saying that has nowhere near the amount of money, fame, fortune, or success as you. Who cares? That's all I'm saying. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. My thing is this. I feel like I always looked at Nicki as like a very strong, powerful woman. But to me, like this, she looking real weak because she's like dumbing herself down for a nigga that's not even on her level. And to me, I'm not into women like that. Like, I love like how you be a boss and this, that, and the third. And you talk about so much money and you talk about this, that, and then you got this nigga that ain't really shit. He's not nothing. Like, you are the cash cow, like, girl. And you the cash, not only you the cash cow, you the cash cow for him and all of his friends. Like, girl, please. All because you want to just feel like he'll shoot somebody for you? Where they do that? Like, come on. Is that what we're teaching the fucking youth? Find a nigga that'll kill and steal for you. That's what you need, girls. All right. So y'all wanted me to read the statement from Iowa that they paid him to say, or they asked him to make a statement because Trinidad was not playing with her. So y'all wanted me to, you know, talk about this like this was news. Oh, okay, I'll read it. Because y'all want to believe this so bad. So we'll go with it because y'all want to believe this. Carnival Tuesday was at the Socadrome, singing with Yuma and Shorty. After they crossed the stage, a young lady came up to me and said, "Michael is calling me to come on Tribe Truck." So out of respect for all the bands, I took off the Yuma shirt and proceeded to climb on top of the truck in a white vest. However, my manager told me it does not look proper to go on the truck in a vest, so I asked one of the music guys to give me his shirt. I took the shirt and went on top of the truck and proceeded to sing my song. While singing, I was trying to engage with Nicki Minaj to sing the song. I truly feel her husband did not know who I was, and I was one wearing a Tribe Music t-shirt, so he may have thought I was a part of the Sound System group. Nicki's husband is not familiar with Trini culture, so he did what any husband would do, and that is go into protection mode. We all know in Trini, a man must protect his wife. So I didn't stress out about his actions. I just continued to sing my song. Nicki is our queen, and that's her husband. We love and respect them. A little pot down, and let them enjoy the rest of their stay here in Trinidad. So y'all expect me to believe that is how that man really felt when just yesterday he was reposting in his story people dragging them. But because he said something positive, half of you idiots will believe it. No, what happened was they said, "Can you please pull off the Trini Bloods, because the Trini Bloods is dragging us, and we are still out here for another week in Trinidad trying to shoot the documentary. And the whole thing is we cannot move around the city because everybody hates my husband in Trinidad because how he disrespected you, and we're still filming the documentary. So can you make a post and make everything okay, please? And here's $100 million. That's what the fuck happened. Stupid. But we'll go with the narrative that, you know, he didn't feel any type of way. He just shared all the bullshit to his story. That's what y'all want to go with, okay? So we'll do it for you. We'll do it. All right. Well, we'll move on from that. That was the Nicki Minaj piece, and I'm sure the Barbs will tag me and drag me like they do every single day. But shout out to the $75. Okay. All right. Thank you. Ooh. Hold on. Chill. I'm going to have to get some permanent carpet. I got hardwood floors. And every time I do that shit, that's why I be looking like I'm going to break my neck. The goddamn carpet be sliding. Hold on. Ooh, girl. All right. Okay, we're back. Oh. What's next? This contact is tearing me up. I told y'all, y'all know who? If you wear contacts, child, they be tearing you up. Whew. All right, let's get into our next topic. Who's next? Oh. So, who's been watching Netflix?
Have you guys been watching Netflix? I'm not going to lie. I haven't watched it either, but I'm going to start. So there's this new show on Netflix called Love is Blind, right? And I guess you go on the show, you don't know who you're dating, and then, let me catch my breath. This is a long show. Have you guys subscribed already? Has everybody subscribed? If you haven't, make sure you subscribe now, okay? We're on the road to 100,000. Let's get into these subscriptions. All right, so apparently, you don't know who you're hooked up with, but then you find somebody, you guys date, and then at the end of it all, you get engaged and you get married, okay? So it's no social media. It's no looks. It's no nothing. You don't know anything about the person. So you're supposed to get to know them. Well, apparently, Carlton from The Real Housewives, a long time, a bisexual man, he was the one there with his woman, Diamond. I don't know who Diamond is. But he hadn't told her that he messed with men, and he didn't feel like he needed to tell her. So then he proceeded to go off on her. Let me just show you a little bit. I can't show you too much because I don't want Netflix to flag me. So let's get into it. Wait, no, no. Uh-oh. Okay, so he feels like he didn't have to tell her that he sucked a little dick from now and then and time to time. Oh, and if you guys haven't seen him, this is him on The Real Housewives. Well, that was him on The Real Housewives. Gathering Miss Kenya Moore. Twirl, sissy, twirl. But anyway, I think that he was dead wrong. This is one of the instances where women, I am on your side with these men and these DL men and the bisexual men. And there's a lot of sexuality talk. There's the trans talk. There's the fish talk. We might do a fish table talk here. But there's a lot of talk going on around, you know, tits at the top and dick at the bottom and this and that and trans and gay and bi and all of that. But I feel like he was definitely dead wrong. You definitely need to let a woman know that she was bisexual and that you've dibbled and dabbled with a man. However, I understand that a lot of women will judge you. So there's a lot of biphobia out there where these women, you would let them know, hey, listen, I used to date men before. And these women, oh, my God, you are gay. You slept with a man? Oh, my God. So, you know, they don't believe you. They won't ever date you. You know, a lot of people say, Armand, would you ever date a woman? No, I've already said it. I've already dated men. I'm not going to go through the rigmarole of trying to convince a woman that I'm not gay anymore if I feel like I'm not gay. I'm not going through it because especially, particularly black women, you're just not getting through to them in that way. And it's no shade. I understand. And you don't have to. It's a choice. You don't have to deal with it. However, I noticed a lot of black women probably do not date bisexual men. So then on Twitter, the hashtag bisexual men exist started to go viral. And so we're probably going to make this a part two series where we actually do like a bisexual men conversation and really dive into that where we have women come on, men come on, and we talk about it. But I feel like he should have definitely let her know that he was bisexual, that he was dead wrong for that. He definitely owes her that. And not because she needs to know what he was doing with the person, but she just needs to know. First of all, even if it wasn't about sexuality, if I'm marrying you, if I'm going to be in a serious relationship with you, I need to know some things. And that's one of the things that I need to know. You know, I even ask about, you know, what's your body count? I ask a lot of personal things if I'm going to get truly, truly invested with a person. So in that moment, you need to let me know. And I need to know if you've ever kissed a girl before, too. So it is what it is. I don't agree with him in this capacity. I'm not on his team with any of this. I'm definitely team her. I would not date him anymore if he was, if he didn't tell you the truth here, because that means he'll probably go dibble and dabble back with a man and never tell you. And I think that's the biggest thing. I feel like a woman's biggest fear of dealing with a bisexual man is not that they'll cheat with a woman. They'll be almost fine with you cheating with a woman. But if a woman feels like you might go cheat with a man, it's something about the fact that they feel like they have something that you will go get something that they don't have.
what is bothers them that they can't give you. So that's why I think a woman gets very insecure with dating bisexual men, because we all know that human beings have the ability and possibility to cheat. But I think if a woman was dating a bisexual man, it's like, not only could he cheat with me possibly with a woman, but a man. And the thought that he could cheat with a man is just like, oh my God. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I think about that. So there's that. And the show is called Love is Blind on Netflix. All right. Last but not least, Doja Cat. Okay, listen, you guys know I'm not a real Doja Cat like that. But however, she was on Jimmy Fallon. I think that's the name of the show. And Doja Cat performed. I was pleasantly surprised by her performance. She might have won me over as a new fan. I like Doja Cat. Her voice was nice. I'll just have to understand that she's an artist. She's not really a rapper like that. So we're not going to put her against Nicki Minaj or any of these rap categories, because she doesn't write anything and she can't freestyle. And I don't like that. So even Cardi B can freestyle. So shout out to Cardi. But what I'm saying, you know, is I like Doja Cat. You know, her performance is nice. She was pretty. It was nice. I liked it. I like that, okay? So shout out to Doja Cat. I'm not playing with Jimmy Fallon. He is a white man in America. They will take my channel down, okay? So shout out to Doja Cat and Jimmy Fallon. We like that. We will take a couple calls. You can always super chat to the front. I don't even know how many is in the queue right now, but I will open up the lines. Oh, it's pretty light. How long have we been on here, though? That's the whole thing. Dang it, I did not record this. All right. 562-5385, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. I just wanted to say, of course, you're correct. I just don't like that you say allegedly, because he's convicted. And Nicki Minaj, your husband, can't have social media at all. So I don't know why you're saying anything outside. I don't have a man that has social media. He can't. Like, girl, as much as you want to drag it, he can't. Secondly, I see in the comments they're saying, oh, Nicki Minaj donated this, and that. Well, I mean, she is in Trinidad exploiting Trinidad for her Netflix documentary. So the least she could do is donate those $25,000 to St. Jude, since she will be getting paid millions off of Netflix. Because if you look at Trinidad blogs, they're still dragging her. Because every time she goes to Trinidad, all she does is film. Pound the Alarm was the last time. And now her Netflix documentary. So, like, you're never going to be in tune when you keep exploiting them just for your self-benefit. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, Bill. Okay, 2215, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. I was calling. I had a couple of quick things to say.
Okay.
So one, Alexis Skye, she's absolutely trash and a horrible human being. And unfortunately, she kind of embodies a lot of the reasons why a lot of people have really contentious relationships with black mothers.
Her Alexis Skye or Skye?
From Black Skye, Inc.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, she embodies some of the worst traits of black motherhood, inability to recognize her faults and shortcomings, and inability to take responsibility for the situation that she put her son in, unwillingness to respect the fact that, you know, yes, I understand that you may have had him under the worst circumstances, but it's your responsibility as a mother to provide your children with the best environment to possibly give them. And if you fail to do that, you're planting your seed in unfertile ground. What do you expect to happen?
Yeah.
She was incredibly irresponsible, and on top of that,
absolutely,
I think we should have a deeper conversation about the role that black mothers play in the destruction of not only the black community, but in the destruction
I think that we should do that. Let me write that down. Black mothers, yes, God. That's a whole another topic, but we can definitely get into that starting next month. I have on my docket right now, would you ever date a bisexual man? And then we can also get into black mothers. So, you know, it's going to be a very touchy subject, but we can get into some real things on that. So we'll get into it.
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Bye. Okay, let's take another. 901-9852. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
No, I'm in Memphis. You give me my life when you dip it and do it. And I'm starting to notice that that old Storm, he's really trying to copy you. Storm Monroe, whatever his name is, I notice a lot of similarities now. You be dipping it and doing it. It's like he's trying to mimic you because you're so great at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a couple of questions. So first of all, why don't you like Cash Doll?
Well, I do like Cash Doll. I just feel like Cash Doll is never going to happen. And I think the issue with Cash Doll for me is that she feels that she deserves this moment, but she doesn't put in the work. Like, she doesn't really make good songs. Like, I can't remember where it started with me saying Cash Doll, but no. Oh, because when I said Cash Doll, I didn't like a song with her, she responded back like, oh, well, let's wait until the end of the year. We'll see. Watch, let them talk and watch him. Like, she responded back like, I'm going to eat my words. So I've been on her neck ever since that day because she hasn't proven me right wrong yet.
Okay. And I have another question. Do you really think Nikki is married?
No.
I don't either.
No. I definitely don't.
You can most definitely agree on that. But I love your show. And I just
thank you so much.
You give me my whole life when you dip it, baby. I love you.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. And listen, baby, we can never be duplicated here, okay? You know, a lot of people will try that. Because they're trying to push someone. It's this thing where they're trying to push a particular person to pass me in subscribers. And listen, it doesn't matter. You don't have the influence. That person that is supposed to be a straight man that only does bitch shit. Come on. Come on. Live in your truth before you can even stand next to me. Go suck a... Thank you, caller. All right. 347.
I'm on the phone. I told you that. I said I'm on the phone.
8593. Hello?
Hey, Armin. How are you? Hi, Armin.
Hey. Oh, what's going on, Miriam? What's going on?
What's up? I wanted to talk about Love is Blind. I love the show. It's really good. But I was, do you think he should have told her in the pod no matter what?
Yeah, I feel like you need to I haven't really watched the show, but I think that she should have found out before they got to the point that they're at right now. He definitely, you're switching and you, first of all, sir, you were on Real Housewives of Atlanta looking like the last queen. Anytime you're on
but
TV.
But they didn't see each other. They couldn't see each other in the pod, right? And they couldn't see each other in the pod, so I kind of do understand why he was nervous about that one, but he did tell her immediately after they got out of the pod, and then I do think he was wrong for calling her the B word. I think that he was just feeling defensive, and he's so used to being rejected. He did say that in the pod. I think that she didn't also handle it 100% right either, because even in the after interviews and everything, she is talking about, like, she needed to be educated and stuff like that. Like, she was copping please, too. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of think, like, she changed her mind, but it just, instead of being honest that she changed her mind, she kind of made it, like, all him. So that's why he became defensive.
Okay.
So you don't think
he should have expressed it to her?
No, I think he should have expressed it to her. But I think that... Okay, maybe he should have done it in the pod before he proposed to her, but I understand his fear. So he immediately told her once they got to the island. So, like, one of the first things they did as soon as he got to the island was he revealed it to her. But she was acting funny when they got to the island as well. Like, I think that she kind of regretted her decision when she got to the island, so she let that be the reason. And it also pissed me off, Netflix, that was the only black couple, and that's what they did it to, so they got rid of the only black couple right away. I just wanted to throw that in.
They did.
that kind of pissed me off. But even though they like they have the black girl there, but it's with a white guy, and I really like them, and I hope they do make it. But because I thought that was an interesting one as well. But I kind of was like, I kind of feel like she was acting a little weird too, so she kind of used it to her advantage.
Okay.
And since he got defensive, you know, he
talked about her wig and all kind of stuff. He really queened out on her.
He did. He did. I'm not going to defend him on that part. I am not. He was like, it was tilted the whole time. I'm done. But that was kind of crazy. But anyway, love you. That was my
love you too.
Miss you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one more. We're doing good for time. I did all that talking, and we got some good calls in. 260-0184, you're live on the air. Okay, not ready. 816-0318, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I just want to talk about Sky. I just feel like if Sky really wanted a genuine, like, relationship and want to talk to her, like, kids, she
yes.
should have went with them with no cameras, no social media, and none of that. And if she really wanted to get to know her kids and stuff like that. And you can tell Sky really doesn't care about her kids that much because, like you said, she's been living her life like she, like a free of kids and everything like that.
Yes.
And this whole time, it kind of shocked me. I didn't know Sky even had kids. And
right.
she's been on the show forever. So I just feel like Sky really needs to go somewhere and get some help and stuff like that because in that video you showed, I think she was doing something because she kept sniffling and whatever. She needs to go work it out somewhere, really.
Thank you, Bo.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. All right, let's take some more. 609-2314, you're live on air. What are we talking about? Okay, not ready. 323-8870, last caller we're going to take for today.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to just look at the whole situation, and I just want to know, like, as far as celebrities go, are they stupid AF, or do they think we are stupid? You know?
In regards
to what?
Just the things
that they say. Just the things that they say and put out to us. Like, for example, Nicki Minaj and the whole, my man ain't got Instagram. Girl, if you don't think for 1 minute, if that man get half a chance or he ain't checking out IG models or other ASS, girl, you are delusional. You are delusional.
Well, that's just like the idea that Beyonce thinks that we think that she doesn't follow anybody on Instagram, but she knows every trending dance, every trending topic, every slang term that there is, but you don't follow nobody on Instagram, Beyonce. Jay-Z, you don't even have an Instagram, but you know everything that's going on. Like, no, we know that they know, you know, but again, Nicki Minaj's husband probably can't have one. And then for her, she is the type of female that makes him feel like if he wants to have an Instagram or if he wants to be nice or if he wants to talk, then she won't be with him. You got to think about it. She's already had a man like that. I mean, in Nicki's defense, Nicki dated Safari, and you see how that went. He was the ultimate clout chaser. He went and did interviews. He wanted to be a star. He was, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to be more than she was. So I don't think Nicki Minaj wants another man like that. She wants a man in the purest sense of a man's man, mean, aggressive, behind the scenes. You know, so I get it.
Yeah. And it's like regular nigga-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like regular nigga talk. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall because you know what's going on is regular nigga.
Right.
You know, and I wouldn't expect that from someone like Nicki, but, you know, human behavior. And another thing, you are always right about Cash Doll. Now, I didn't notice it at first, right? But
yes.
I always knew there was something a little OFF. Now, when I started listening to you, I was like, let me see, right? And it's true. She always has a slight, she always seems slightly disingenuous. It's just something that is not, even when she's regular talking, because she was like ranting about a week ago in her kitchen about some things or something like that. And I was just looking at it, and I was just like, there's something that is just OFF about her. I mean, she's beautiful.
Right.
I like her, but it's just something that's not like real about her. And you're right. And if she keeps this up, there is definitely going to be a part six coming from
Armand
Wiggins.
Absolutely. There's
going to
be a P-A-R-T six. And thank you, caller. Okay. Now, B-Y-E. Thank you. All right. I love this show. I-L-O-V-E, this show. All right. I love you all. Thank you so much for watching. If you guys did get through this time.